Chapter 16. The Telephone Call. Vesper had unpacked Bond's suitcases, and she had put his clothes away. In the bathroom, his toothbrush and shaving things were on a glass shelf. Vesper's toothbrush was next to them. There were also two small bottles. Bond noticed with surprise that one of the bottles contained sleeping pills. Perhaps she has problems sleeping, he thought, after what happened to her at Lachief's villa. Vesper had run a hot bath for him. Thank you, darling, he called, as he got into the water. A bath is exactly what I want now. And then I want you. Well, I want my dinner and some champagne, so hurry, she called back, laughing. All right, said Bond. He washed, then got out and dried himself. He dressed in a white shirt and dark blue trousers. Vesper came into his room without knocking on the door. She was wearing a blue shirt and a dark red skirt. The shirt was the same color as her eyes. She held his hand and together they went downstairs. Their table was on the terrace. They sat down and Bond poured two glasses of champagne. While they ate, Bond told Vesper about his swim. Then they talked about their plans for the following morning. They did not speak about their feelings for each other, but Bond could see the excitement in Vesper's eyes. They finished the food and opened a second bottle. Then Vesper smiled at him. "You give me all the things that I like best," she said. "I wish that I deserved it." "What do you mean?" asked Bond, surprised. Vesper looked at him. "You really don't know much about me," she said suddenly. A small shadow seemed to pass between them. "I know all that I need to know until tomorrow," said Bond, "and the next day and the next." He poured some more champagne. "You don't know much about me." "People are like islands," said Vesper. "They can be very close, but they don't really touch." She laughed suddenly. Then she put a hand on his. "Don't look so worried. My island feels very close to your island tonight." The small shadow had passed. They drank their coffee. Then Vesper stood up and put a hand on his shoulder. "I'm tired," she said. She kissed him lightly, then went into the hotel. A minute or two later, Bond saw the light go on in her room. He finished his drink. Then he thanked Versoix and his wife for the dinner and went upstairs. It was only 9:30 when he stepped into Vesper's room. Moonlight shone through the window. Bond closed the door behind him. He walked across to Vesper's bed. Bond woke up in his own room at dawn. For a time, he lay there smiling as he remembered the night before. Then he got out of bed. Some minutes later, he went quietly out of the hotel and down to the beach. He went into the water and swam. "I love her," he said to himself. "And today, I'll ask her to marry me." When he got back to the hotel terrace, he was surprised to see Vesper downstairs. She came out of the telephone booth in the lobby. She turned and began to walk quietly up the stairs towards their rooms. "Vesper," he called. Vesper turned quickly and put her hand up to her mouth. She stared at him. "What's the matter, darling?" he asked.
Nothing. She gave a little laugh. "You surprised me, that's all. I was just telephoning Mathis." She spoke quickly. "I wanted him to get me another dress. I've not got anything nice to wear. Have you been for a swim? Was the water nice?"
"It was wonderful," said Bond. He was watching her carefully. He knew that she was lying about the telephone call. "We'll have breakfast on the terrace," he said. He put his arms round her, but she moved quickly up the stairs.
It was a surprise to see you," she said.
She laughed loudly, too loudly. Bond wanted to tell her to relax and tell the truth,
but instead he smiled. "I'll see you on the terrace for breakfast," he said. Then he went to his room.